Good morning and welcome in to the Blitz live here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Happy Thursday. Happy December. It's Christmas time.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just looked down to see what day it is and saw that it's December now, so that's a wild one.
Last month of the year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't feel right.
Crazy.
I'm Charlie Collier. To my left, Andy Brock. Back behind the board, Sam Beard. As we get you to your lunch break here on this Friday Junior. Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah. We're roping it into the weekend because I'm ready for the weekend. it's an adjustment this week. But, December. You can start playing Christmas music now, Sam, if you want.
Okay, let's go.
I feel like it's already started.
Not until December 1st.
That's your rule?
That's my rule. Okay. I don't know about what you do.
I don't typically, go out of my way to play Christmas music. I mean, if I hear it, I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Well, I just meant, in general, just the holiday season. Does it kick
after
off
Thanksgiving.
For you earlier?
Okay. After Thanksgiving, yeah.
For me, yeah, it has to be December before okay. The holiday season kicks off.
Well, I feel like Christmas trees always go up, Thanksgiving weekend because everyone's home, and, once Thanksgiving's over, that, Iron Bowl Saturday is all right, let's put up the tree.
For me, it was always SEC Championship Saturday.
Okay.
I just have so many memories of, watching SEC championships in my peripheral as we put decorations on a tree.
That was me with the Cam Newton comeback Iron Bowl. Mm.
I got in the Cam Newton comeback Iron Bowl, I was, going for Cam Newton, and everyone else in my family was going for Alabama, so I, watched that game separately while they were, doing Christmas stuff, and I was upstairs watching, come on, Cam Newton, give me a comeback.
Both of you guys cared enough about that where you watched it separate?
I guess I just didn't want to, listen to everyone being, a homer for Alabama, rooting for them. I don't know.
Also, yeah, why were they being homers for Alabama?
I don't know. I can't really remember why they were rooting
for
Alabama.
And why were you a Cam Newton homer?
Oh, I was a big Cam Newton fan.
I just liked the story.
I loved Cam Newton.
Oh,
I feel like a lot of people loved Cam Newton at that point. I mean, he was just fun.
Did you not like Cam Newton?
Did you not like Cam Newton? Why?
Because he played for an SEC school that wasn't Tennessee.
I feel like I wasn't, I was still at the stage of life where I was like, I'm just going to like anyone who's really fun.
Yeah, I was just a general football fan, kind of.
I was fully Tennessee, and I hate everyone else.
He probably didn't even play Tennessee that year.
No.
So, you couldn't even, appreciate what Cam Newton was doing? He was having an insane
season. I was like, yeah, that's pretty crazy. I liked Nick Marshall more than I liked Cam Newton.
Oh, God.
I think I just
Nick Marshall got glorified for being a good Auburn quarterback just because he threw a ball off a dude's head and it fell into a guy's arms.
It was fun. I don't know. Cam Newton to me, I think I was just oh, yeah, this is the ex-Florida quarterback, laptop-stealing quarterback. I don't like this guy.
I mean, that makes sense, too.
I think I just saw him still as a Florida Gator, which that's no good. I read Tim Tebow's book, and that's about the most compassion I'll ever feel for a Florida Gator. It was a pretty good book, though. I will give him that. Yeah, but it's Christmas season, December 1st. There's a over there on your little fancy computer, guy, Sam. You got the little drop-down folder, and it has Blitz 1 through 6. There's also a Blitz Christmas folder that I think just has some Christmas tunes in there. So that is now your world. You're just opened up to you.
Okay.
But yeah, so happy Thursday. Andy, how are you today?
I'm good. Lovely. Went and saw the basketballs last night at Thompson Bowling Arena. I checked out that game against McNeese State. That was good. Feeling nice and refreshed on this Thursday. No complaints, per usual. What about yourself?
How was the atmosphere?
It was good. It was good.
Was it, Andy?
For a midweek Wednesday game, I mean.
Did it fill in decent enough?
It filled in enough, you know.
Where'd you sit?
Section 122-ish. Right above one of the tunnels. The tunnel closest to the McNeese State bench above there.
Did you get any good insight being near the McNeese State bench?
Yeah, I was relaying some info back to the Tennessee area. I said, hey, they're talking about this.
They're running
that.
A zone.
Yeah, they were
watch
running.
Out for that zone.
1-3-1 zone was interesting, I will say. It was providing some fits early. But Tennessee, they made it work. They made it work at the end of the day. Defense, that defensive efficiency, according to KenPom, one of the best ever.
I think that? Right now it is the best.
The best ever.
Yeah.
In like the history of KenPom.
Since he started doing his fancy basketball number system,
this is number
nobody
one.
Has ever defended as well as Tennessee has.
Which I don't know like how they measure and what the metrics are exactly, but KenPom is the real deal.
Yeah. Ken Palmer, what a guy.
What a man. Like, I love flipping through that.
I'm a big KenPom guy myself.
I am too.
But yeah, that defense is unbelievable. I mean, that McNeese State zone was pretty tricky, but I think your spirit just kind of gets crushed when you score 8 points in the first 16 minutes of the basketball game, or 15 minutes, or whatever it was.
I was really
crushes you.
Wanting to see if they could hold McNeese State to single digits in the first half, because they were close.
I really was hoping for the
same
thing.
They were very close.
That I was really hoping we would break the record. I think the record was 36 points allowed.
In a single game?
Yeah.
From Tennessee or?
From Tennessee, yeah. I think we held like a UNCG team or maybe like an NCAA team.
Do you remember
team,
back
like
in the Quanzo Martin era where you would play teams and the final score would be 40-38?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd play a top 25 team. It would be in the 30s, like against Virginia VCU. There was a VCU game that was like 42-40.
Wasn't there a game against like Georgetown?
Yeah, that might
that
be.
That might have
it,
been
yeah.
Bruce Pearl, though.
No. I feel like it was Quanzo Martin. Let's see. I got to find it. Here it is. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, November of 2012, Hoyas prevail, beating Tennessee in the SEC Big East Challenge. SEC Big East Challenge was a thing back then. Number 20, Georgetown, beat Tennessee 37-36. Final score.
Wait, 37-36?
Yes. Final.
And what year was this again?
This was in 2012, and that's a Konzo Martin team right there, for sure.
I need to look at this box score.
Trey Golden led Tennessee with 8 points. Jarnell Stokes had 9 rebounds. Otto Porter Jr. led Georgetown in that one, 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. I mean, talk about an ugly defensive game.
I think I remember watching that game.
You remember that? I remember that game.
With my brother while we had some Pizza Hut. Yeah.
Here's just the article says, neither team looked like a winner Friday night. I mean, wow.
Oh, no. Billy Stats just texted me.
It was Konzo Martin. Yeah, for sure.
Billy Stats just texted me. Apparently, the very next game, we only scored 38.
Yeah, no, it was like... It wasn't as much as, like, we were obviously playing great defense, but, like, offensively.
Jeez, man, this is bad. We were rolling along. You know, we lost to Oklahoma State that year, but, hey, we were sitting there, sitting pretty, 4-1. We were a ranked basketball team, and here's Georgetown, 37-36. But, okay, we got a big bounce-back opportunity. You know what? Hey, we're traveling to Virginia. It's a good,
spot to get Virginia.
46-38 loss.
Oh, I remember that. I was just like, what's going on in basketball? Like, why are these games so low scoring?
How'd this season?
But then you beat Wichita State later that year, and now I remember that being a pretty big win.
Yeah, you beat Wichita State the next game after Virginia 69-60. So you scored more points against Wichita State than you did against
– I don't think
or
they
– almost more than you did
they
against
didn't end up making the
both
tournament.
Of those teams combined.
They didn't go to the tournament that year. I'm
did they
sure.
not?
No.
I thought they did.
No, they went the next year. But
is that not the year that Wichita State lost to Kentucky?
Oh, I have no idea. Wichita State and Kentucky played somewhere.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Tennessee
no,
didn't
talking
go
about
to the tournament this year.
Tennessee, I don't think, went to the tournament that year.
No, we...
It was the next year.
Yeah, no, we lost from the NIT to Mercer.
And then I think the next year we beat Mercer in the tournament after they beat Duke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, see, Konzo can make it to a Sweet 16.
He did, though. He almost made it to the Elite Eight.
And it was also just like, yeah, but did you look at his roster? Like,
he had a great team.
He should have made it to the Sweet 16, not as one of the last four teams in the tournament. Guys, come on. Like, he didn't, but.
True.
Okay, so nice 37-36.
Man. So, yeah, it was a good defensive performance, but at least the offense wasn't scoring 36 points last night. So also, shout out Georgetown. They were good at that point, I guess.
They were like a top 15 team. I mean, Georgetown, like, should be a good basketball team, but they just, for whatever reason, they aren't.
Was that the year that Georgetown ended up being the 2 seed and lost to Florida Gulf Coast?
Was it? Nah, there's no way it was that
early. I think it was. It was the 2013 NCAA tournament, right? Yeah, it was that year. Huh.
So, basically, like, we almost opened the pickle jar, then they got to come along and take the top off.
So, Florida Gulf Coast should be sending us thank you cards every year.
I mean, if it wasn't for the work that we did against Georgetown back in November, there's no way they could have won that game.
No chance. We really exposed them.
The blueprint down.
We exposed Otto Porter in the future 2 seed Hoyas.
The NBA draft should have known right then and there. Otto Porter, not the guy.
Otto Porter ended up being
a Washington Wizard,
a decent enough role player. Like, at least he
had
longevity.
Yeah, but I think he was drafted to be like
he's getting paid
a
lot of money.
Player.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. Also, do you see? Have you seen his resemblance to Wilt Chamberlain, Otto Porter Jr.?
Like, visually,
he looks identical.
He looks like the best basketball player of all time.
No. Like,
oh yeah, wait,
like
this
looks
is,
wise.
Yeah. This is like also
they
one
look
of those
like
Michael Jordan, Jimmy Butler conspiracy
type
things.
I mean, didn't Wilt say that he slept with 1,000 women?
Yeah, they look like identical.
We got a PK here right behind you, I think.
Oh, we got a PK behind us.
Uh oh.
Yeah, behind us today, in case you're watching along at home, we got Croatia and Belgium.
Yeah, I mean, but
Otto and Wilt Chamberlain do look the exact same.
They look the exact same.
Wow, that is actually baffling.
I don't know what that was, but
that is crazy. You guys need to look that up. Those, I think, I'm fully convinced they're related.
100%.
What's Wilt Chamberlain doing these days? Is he dead? Is he alive?
Wilt Chamberlain's not alive.
No way.
No. He unfortunately passed away like a long time ago.
Oh yeah, he died in 99. Wow, me and him only shared this planet together for like 3 months. That's
I get
tough.
So confused in soccer.
VAR.
Wow, the VAR room looks crazy.
I mean, they can't all be looking at something different that helps this cause. Like, there should only
like
be one person in this
with
boiler
headphones
room.
In a room looking at TV screens,
and then like a guy behind them just.
So you guys call it VAR?
Yeah,
I always just called it VAR.
What? It's VAR though.
In my head, it's always just been VAR.
I mean, I guess.
What is it? Video assistant.
The video assistant
review?
Referee or something? I don't know.
Sam, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
I don't know. We got into some
video assistant referee. I got it.
Video assistant referee.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh. I don't
what
know
does
what
that
those
mean?
Signals.
What does that mean?
I don't know what those signals mean, but there's someone that's upset. He came in and he just made his fingers into a little box.
I think there's no more penalty.
And he whacked them twice horizontally.
It doesn't look like they got a penalty. It doesn't look like they got a penalty.
Well, the clock's running again.
A lot of angry Croatians.
Yeah.
But the Croatians
no
look
penalty.
Angry. Like,
yeah, no penalty. No offside. Penalty. Oh.
So, Sam, yeah, you're good, bad, in between?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
You kind of like, you're almost done with this semester of school, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ancient.
I took an exam yesterday. I'm pretty much, I mean, it's kind of that weird, like, week in between where, like, you finish up the last bit of your assignments and then you have, like, nothing.
So are classes over right now?
No, they're not over. But,
when do they end?
Next week.
Next week? Wow.
Yeah.
You doing good? We have not gotten any progress reports.
No, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's been a little concerning. We heard all A's.
We were getting promised progress reports.
I'm doing good. Just got a 36 out of 40 on that exam yesterday.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're chilling.
What does that translate to?
It's like a 90,
it's
right?
I think it's in the high 80s, honestly.
I think it's like an 88.
Well, you missed like
that's a
four
90.
Questions.
That's a 90.
Okay, yeah. That's a 90.
That's an A.
That's great.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job, Sam. It's
barely passing our bar, but you got over it. You had the butt cheek skim the bottom of the bar, but it didn't fall off.
Yeah,
the bare minimum.
That counts, right?
In what?
When
in,
you're jumping
pole
over
vaulting.
Stuff?
Yeah, I think the whole
like
bar has to fall down.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you touch it but it doesn't fall, you're fine.
Oh.
Croatia is moving, I'll tell you.
Which one of these two teams is better, Andy, Croatia or Belgium?
Belgium should be better, but Belgium apparently is just, they're not playing their best soccer right now. I'm not going to lie.
Can we get a nickname check on these two teams?
Yeah, so we're going to catch a break.
Yeah.
On the other side, we'll come back. We'll get a nickname check, and we'll talk a weird scenario that could be playing out with the New Year's Six Bowls. Stay with us on the Blitz. Back here on the Blitz, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Watching football this weekend. Watch it with White Claw Hard Seltzer. Make the switch. White Claw, just 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol. It's crafted with a blend of quality ingredients. It's a gluten-free alcohol base, just a hint of fruit flavor, and some seltzer water as well. It's available in many deliciously refreshing in flavors. As always, please drink responsibly. Hey, ditch the beer belly bloat. And again, make that switch over to White Claw. So we kind of hinted at this yesterday a little bit, but this situation has continued to develop throughout the day yesterday into today, as the Rose Bowl now almost looks likely to pass over Ohio State, or those, you know, two organizations to mutually pass over each other. And instead,
can they just do that? Like, is that for real?
Yeah. And instead, the Rose Bowl would take Penn State.
Why is that happening? Why does Ohio State not want to play in the Rose Bowl?
Rose Bowl fatigue.
What?
They've been in the two most recent Rose Bowls, or their two most recent Rose Bowls have come against Utah and Washington. They played in the Rose Bowl last year. Rose Bowl officials are concerned that Ohio State fans won't travel in large numbers.
Well,
last year they only sold 13,000 of their 20,000 allotted tickets.
So they're just going to pick another Big Ten school that shouldn't.
So they're just going just to go to the next
how
Big
it
Ten
works.
School. Yeah,
you should invite the next best team. That's
instead they would go to Penn State.
Oh, so Tennessee's going to go to the Cotton Bowl,
which would then bump Ohio State. Yep, to the Orange Bowl. Which would then bump Tennessee out of both the Sugar Bowl because they got screwed by the committee, and now the Orange Bowl because the Rose Bowl just apparently gets to do what they want, like a spoiled toddler. And Tennessee's going to get stuck in the Cotton Bowl.
How did the Rose Bowl end up getting so much power?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just, if you're just an old curmudgeon long enough, like the Rose Bowl's been, people eventually just don't want to deal with you and just kind of bend the knee instead, it appears. That's what it seems like what's happening. It feels like the Rose Bowl was just always in the way of something.
That's crazy.
Sure, it's beautiful. It's the Tournament of Roses. It's the parade.
Why does it have to be another Big Ten school?
Because those are the agreements. It's the Big Ten Pac-12 bowl game.
Where's the NCAA in this? Like, do they just like say
they're probably still investigating like something from the 1980s? Like, oh, we're almost got you, Oregon. Like, we knew that you gave someone 13 crackers at a recruiting visit for your dive team in 2013. Like, that's what the NCAA is doing. Like, they're irrelevant at this point. They're incompetent. They're understaffed and just quite frankly don't really know what they're doing. So you're not going to get any – I mean, the NCAA is not going to do anything. You're stuck at this point.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's just – it feels like a very Tennessee thing to happen.
I've never heard a team just be like, yeah, I don't want to play in this New York Six Bowl.
Just we're not going to do it. I mean, and granted, like, they probably weren't going to have players play. Like, they probably weren't going to have fans travel. It wouldn't have made for a great Rose Bowl, but it is what it is.
That's just how things work. Like, that happens everywhere.
I guess.
Play in the Rose Bowl, Ohio State.
It's I mean, yeah, fun. But it's just like, man, Tennessee, like, we just had our best season ever. Or not ever, but obviously, like, our best season in recent history and even, like, not so recent history. We, you know, had a Heisman-caliber quarterback. We had all this fun. We were in the playoff hopes. And yeah, just in the last month for it all to come crashing down the way it did with the loss to South Carolina, with your Heisman quarterback, you know, tearing his ACL, with Alabama somehow ending up above you to kick you out of the Sugar Bowl, and now Here comes Ohio State just opting out of the Rose Bowl for whatever reason, and then you're just going to get bumped down to the Cotton Bowl.
They should put Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl if they're going to opt out of the Rose Bowl.
Make Ohio State play UCF.
Make them play in, like, the Independence Bowl. I don't know. Like, if they don't want to play in the Rose Bowl, they don't get another good bowl.
I think they should have to go to the Cotton Bowl. But
That'd be unfortunate. I mean, the Cotton Bowl is still a New Year's Six Bowl, but
it doesn't feel good.
Doesn't feel as good.
I mean, it's just not fun.
It'd be fun to go to Dallas, at least.
But it's just either you beat a Group of Five team that you're a double-digit favorite over and, like, no one really cares, or you lose to a Group of Five team and get relentlessly made fun of. Like, there's no winning that game. I guess, how can we still get out of this situation?
We say we won't play in the Cotton Bowl. We have Cotton Bowl fatigue.
What happens if we do just say, no, we'll opt out? We opt out of the Cotton Bowl. I would like to do that, honestly. That's a power move. No, we're not going to play
the
Cotton Bowl.
I mean, if Ohio State's going to opt out of the Rose Bowl, who's to say someone else can't opt out of any other bowl that they want to beat? Like,
let's just refuse. Let's just or as fans.
I mean, can Alabama just say, like, hey, we're not going to play unless we're in the college football playoff?
I mean, I think they would just say, all right, they'll find someone else to play in the Cotton Bowl, but, like, yeah. I don't know. Let's do it. Let's just boycott the Cotton Bowl. As fans, as an organization, as a football team. But also, like, let's not do it from the jump either so we can get our bowl practices. But, like, a week before the Cotton Bowl, let's just say we're not going to play. I mean, what are they going to do? Take our birthday away? They can't do anything. Try to find a new opponent in a week, I guess. But they couldn't stop us. Yeah, let's just do that. Let's make it seem like we're going to play in the Cotton Bowl, and then December 21st, 22nd, somewhere around there, just opt out. Because Tennessee is absolutely getting hosed by everything else that's happening around them at college football. I mean, it's just it doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe USC will lose.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like,
Ohio
that's
Ohio State's in the playoff.
That is our only hope. Would be that Ohio State
gets into
the playoff.
Well, then can USC opt out of the Rose Bowl because it's too close to home?
Well, then I guess it would be USC and Penn State.
Yeah.
Probably be a better game, honestly, than Ohio State-Utah.
Yeah, I agree.
And Ohio State-Georgia would be a lot of fun.
Well, no, if USC lost the Pac-12 championship game,
Then Utah would get
the Orange Bowl. So yeah, there's no real good scenario here then.
Or no, would Utah get the Pac-12 championship and then?
No, yeah, Utah would go to the Rose Bowl.
They would go to the Rose Bowl,
and then USC would go.
Would they get the Orange Bowl?
Well, they'd probably I guess they would be ranked below Tennessee at that point.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not. They'd probably just find a way to also like sneak a couple other teams in front of us between now and then.
Penn State. Their resume's
been
bolstered.
Yeah, we thought a little bit harder, and you know, I know that Penn State's best win is Purdue, but they lost to two playoff teams. Now that Ohio State's a playoff team, and those are their only two losses, we actually think we should bump Penn State up a little bit. Washington's win against
Georgia loses to LSU, and our resume becomes a little bit worse.
Yeah, I don't... Because we wouldn't get the credit for beating, like, the team that beat Georgia 40-13. We just that Georgia loss looks even worse now, guys. That blowout loss to Georgia that they made, they really made sure it was a point of emphasis to make sure that they let us know that they considered it a blowout loss, even though Michigan's loss, or you know, Ohio State's loss to Michigan was just a quality loss to a good opponent, even though they got smacked around even worse than we did against Georgia, arguably. Well, you know, the only team that gets blown out around here.
Oh, well.
So, how would you feel about playing UCF at the Cotton Bowl, though? Because that's either your opponent's going to be Tulane or it's going to be UCF if you're in the Cotton Bowl. The winner of that football game is in.
That would be fun. The Josh Heupel Bowl.
Would it be fun?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, I still feel like, yeah, you'd rather be in like the Sugar and the Orange Bowl over the Cotton Bowl, but at the end of the day, it's a one bowl game, you know. It's a bowl game. You're going to go. You're going to play in it.
To me, that sounds like torturous to play, potentially play UCF in a bowl game. I mean, you look, the American Athletic Conference Championship game, 4 o'clock this weekend. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of eyes on that now. Tulane, 10-2, 18th in the country. They are 4-point favorites in that game. I mean, you look like their quarterback, like Michael Pratt, 21 touchdowns, like 2,400 yards. They also have a running back with nearly like 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns. Like they're the better team, I think, in this matchup between them and UCF. I think they're the worst matchup. UCF is just John Rhys Plumlee doing everything for them. I really don't want to play UCF, though. To me, again, that just sounds like a recipe for disaster because, A, you're going to have some UCF players that are probably pretty hyped up, pretty motivated to go try to beat their former coach, but then, B, you know, it's hard to have that same motivation from the Tennessee side. I mean, you're just setting yourself up to get ridiculed by losing to the team that you post your coach from.
True. Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely, you have a lot more on the line to lose. You're playing one of those two teams, I agree. But at the same time, again, it's, I don't know.
I just don't get how the Rose Bowl and the Ohio State can both just be like, nah, we're good.
You know, I didn't know that.
Like, why do we have all these rules? And I guess
I came
just
in this morning not even knowing that that was a possibility.
That's like one of the things that's just really bothering me right now the last couple of weeks is like, we have these rules set in place, but if we can just break them, then why do they matter? You know, why, or like, why does the selection committee have criteria listed if that doesn't matter? Like, why is all this stuff listed when we don't actually value any of it? When we're still just going to let the big name brands
yeah,
do whatever
and
they
how,
want.
How can it end
put
up being
the big
a
big brands wherever they want?
How can it be a big name brand if it so easily can just bump up someone who doesn't deserve to be in that game?
I mean, it's just, again, like, it's Ohio State getting preferential treatment because of what they've achieved in recent history. It's Alabama getting preferential treatment because of what they achieved in recent history. It's two big brands that are just using their power, and the powers that be are cowering to them. It's frustrating. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And I don't know why Tennessee's not getting that same respect. I think they should. Like, I get they haven't had the recent success, but in terms of just value of a brand, I mean, there are a few brands that carry more weight than that of Tennessee. It's just baffling. It's baffling. And, I mean, with this whole thing, with Alabama just being ahead of you, with us refusing to value results, with us just refusing to, again, follow these rules that are in place, it's just very frustrating right now to be a Tennessee fan. But, you know, I guess, like, again, a 10-2 season and a New Year's Six Bowl is obviously a major win, especially with your expectations, with the perspective of where you were at a couple years ago, with the perspective of where you're at to start this season. Like, that's obviously and unequivocally a win of a season and a huge step in the right direction, but it's also like, man, even when we get this monumental win, it still kind of feels like we're losing, and that's just, it's tough. It stings. But the Big Orange Philly phone lines are open. Hey, Big Orange Phillies, that's not tough. That doesn't sting. It's just good food. Good times. If you want to pop in during your lunch break, they got some good food for you. Maybe you want some burgers and brews after work. You're looking for a spot to go on the weekends. They got live music, karaoke, pool, darts, just an awesome atmosphere up there. If you can't make it in, well, they deliver via Grubhub as well. You can check out their full menu at BigOrangePhillies.com. 6625 Maynardville Pike in Halls. That's your spot to go check them out. Big Orange Phillies, the Big Orange Philly phone lines. That number, 865-546-8200. Again, 865-546-8200. We'll catch a break here. We'll switch gears, get into some Vol basketball on the other side. It's all right if you love me. It's all right. Still scoreless here in Belgium and Croatia.
We've got some thrillers on today.
Meanwhile, Morocco up 2-0 over.
Oh, it is
TV.
2. So Morocco's looking like they're in. So this means that this Croatia-Belgium game is win or go home. Or a tie.
Or draw and goes to Croatia. Gets through?
Yes.
So Belgium has to win this game or they're done.
They're done.
And they're one of the best teams in the world?
On paper, yes.
I mean, like, what ranking-wise are they as well?
Let me check. Let me check that. Also, do you want the nicknames for the teams?
Yes, of course. How could we forget about the nickname update?
Yes. Here
you got
is,
all four, right?
Oh, yeah. So Belgium, according to the FIFA rankings entering this tournament, was the second-best team in the world.
Wow.
Croatia is number 12.
So we got someone is going to get upset here. I mean, Morocco is what, like?
Morocco is number 22.
I thought they were like 32.
They're 22.
And America's 18?
USA is 16.
Cool.
Congrats.
Who's the worst team that's made it through so far then? Senegal?
Senegal is 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Senegal is good. Worst team to have made it through? Did Tunisia make it through? No.
They did not. But they did get their win over France.
Australia is 38th. So they were probably the worst team to make
the
it through.
The Socceroos.
Socceroos. Congratulations.
So what are our nicknames for this matchup?
Our nicknames for this matchup, Croatia. Croatia first is, it's called Vatrini, which means fiery boys.
Fiery boys.
The fiery boys.
I'm not really digging that one.
Belgium, they go by, in their language, the Les Diables Rouges, meaning the Red Devils in French and Dutch.
It's a little bit better.
The Red Devils. Red Devils versus the fiery boys. Take your pick.
Fiery boys. Red Devils. I think I'm just decided that whoever wins this one is losing to Group E.
Just automatic.
What about Morocco?
Morocco.
I got a good feeling about Morocco.
And boy, are you right. They are the Lions of Atlas.
Nice.
The Lions of Atlas. Les Lions.
I feel like Lions
Atlas.
Of Tortugos was better.
True. And then who are they? They're playing Canada?
Yeah.
What, Canada's? Canada's already well eliminated.
Canada is just an apology.
They're the Canucks.
Yeah, let's go, Morocco.
They want to play soccer so bad. Or they want to play hockey so bad.
Yeah, it's just back to hockey.
Come on, just give us some sticks. Just for like 5 minutes.
Where's the ice?
Canada's going to go out without a single point.
It's too hot in here.
Tough.
It's not fair they're making us play in somewhere so hot.
So is Morocco leading this group a big surprise here, Andy?
Yeah, because Belgium's number two in the world and Croatia. Yeah, these two teams are the favorites for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think Morocco getting out of the group is a huge accomplishment for them. And I think, yeah, for sure Morocco will probably win the group now, unless Croatia wins by, like, a sizable amount.
Good.
Because Morocco's rounding up the score right now on Canada.
Good. Make our rivals know.
Let them know.
Let them know that
USA's representing from
we're the only
North America
team.
Right now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. They're representing.
Switching gears here, I didn't mean to get into the World Cup before your World Cup update next segment.
That's fine. I'm always able to talk about it.
You know what? We'll just go ahead and wrap up your World Cup update then. We'll take
you just
another
want
break,
it?
And then we'll just go to basketball to end the hour instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want the whole recap right now or later? What do you want?
I want your World Cup update.
Right now?
World Cup correspondent Andy Brock.
Right now. Dun 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 dun. Yesterday in the World Cup, we saw Tunisia and France square off. France looked like they had a late equalizer. They did not. Tunisia won 1-0. We watched that one live. France subbed they took out all 9 of their, like, all 11 of their starters, and then we're like, all right, now we're going to throw in our starters at the very end.
It really did hurt that Tunisia, like, getting that goal erased in the 110th minute didn't actually lead to anything.
I know. The fans were crying, thinking that maybe they made it through.
Could you imagine if that was to make it through?
Oh.
How crazy that would have been.
But unfortunately, their friends in Denmark did not help them out one bit.
Those stupid Danish Dynamites.
60th minute goal from Matthew Lecky sent the Socceroos in Australia into the round of 16. One of the worst teams, ranking-wise, in this tournament, aside from Qatar. Australia into the round of 16. I don't know when the last time they've made it there, but man, first time since 2006. Congratulations, Australia.
That's my backup team.
They're in. The Socceroos.
I've declared it.
Socceroos are in. Denmark's left behind, even though they made
Senegal?
It. Senegal's already in.
So I forgot. Yeah, Senegal's my backup team. I forgot. I already declared that.
And then
Australia, though, they're my backup to the backup.
All right. Fair enough.
So I'm just picking a bunch of teams that are all probably not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's fun.
Then there was a lot of drama in the afternoon slate. I don't know if you saw.
I tuned in to some of that. It was a funny one.
Drama. Messi in Argentina versus Poland and Robert Lewandowski. Intense game. Messi went to the penalty spot, was saved. It was saved by Chaney or whatever, their goalie, however you
Dick
pronounce
Chaney,
that name. No.
Former vice president?
No. Saved. Messi was shocked. I mean, where did that come from? Messi never misses a penalty. Doesn't matter. Argentina goes on to rout Poland 2-0. Argentina, they lost their first match at like 5 a.m. Eastern time to Saudi Arabia in the very first game. They
it was
won,
a fun one.
Yeah, and they won their next two to advance and win the group. So Argentina certainly were out for revenge after that early loss. And then on the other end, Mexico fighting for their lives against Saudi Arabia. They needed to win by 3 goals to advance past Poland based on like the goal differential thing.
Yeah, I mean, at one point they were even in goal differential, but Poland had 3 less yellow cards.
Yeah, it came down
to and it was going to come down to card. Friendship points.
Yeah, super weird.
Which was going to be hilarious if
super
Mexico
weird.
Got left out because they didn't have enough friendship points.
Yes. Mexico scored 2 goals. Second one was ridiculous if you haven't seen it. And they needed that 3rd goal, and they like got it twice, but they were just barely offside.
They also might have had roughly 137 shots in the final like 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, they were
of that
peppering,
soccer
game. And then somehow Saudi Arabia scored a goal like the last second, yeah. And then all hopes were dashed.
But I have no idea how Mexico did not score.
I don't know how they
during
did
that any. Entire stretch. They just had they didn't just play the game on that half of the field. They basically played the game in Saudi Arabia's little box.
I mean, this was the first match that Mexico scored a goal. Like, they did not score a goal against Argentina. They didn't score a goal against Poland. So they were struggling to score. They scored 2 goals, was not enough. They are going home. Mexico not advancing to the round of 16.
Couldn't be us.
For, like,
we
the first time since 1990. Like, they are very consistently into the next round. They are not going. So
we own you.
Shout out USA, the only team from CONCACAF. North America to advance the round of 16 so far. It looks pretty good. I don't think Costa Rica is going to be advancing, so shout out USA. Mexico's going home. That was yesterday, and then, oh, Canada scored a goal. So Canada. An own goal. They're back within one.
Come on, Morocco.
They're back within. They're back within one.
That's not the Lions of Atlas that I've come to know and love.
And then this game, this game's tied. Croatia-Belgium, tied.
And right now, Morocco, if they win, they're through. And
live standings,
game,
Morocco has
through.
Yeah, and then a tie right now goes to Croatia. Also, the
what are our circumstances in the afternoon slate?
Yeah, so I was gonna say France plays Poland on Sunday in the round of 16, and then also Argentina and Australia. USA, if they beat the Netherlands, will play the winner of Argentina and Australia.
Well, that doesn't feel good.
Messi is waiting.
Yeah, the same Messi that got beat by the Saudis 2-0. I'm down.
Exactly. Like it. I mean, what if the United States?
Smoke.
If the United States is the one to end Messi's international FIFA World Cup career, how crazy would that be?
Free smoke. You don't want it.
So this afternoon we've got some really big ones in Group E. We've got.
Where
Spain.
Are we watching that game on Saturday?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I think everyone who watches it has to make a big breakfast and like celebrate.
Croatia just had a cracker right at the end
of
half here. Just why.
Are we going to go find a bar that's open at 10 a.m. to watch this?
I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of locations around Knoxville that are doing like watch parties. I'm sure there's one out there.
We'll find something.
Spain and Japan this afternoon. Spain more than likely is in unless they lose to Japan. Spain's got 4 points. Japan has 3. Costa Rica versus Germany. Germany's not looking good. Germany won this whole thing in 2014. They failed to get out of the group stage in 2018, and now they're last in their group right now. So they got to beat Costa Rica and then hope Spain takes care of Japan. Japan wins, they're in. Spain wins, they're in. If Costa Rica wins, they're in. So it's like
everyone controls their own destiny.
Everyone controls their own destiny aside from really Germany.
Well, it appears that like Germany almost entirely controls their own destiny too, though.
No. Yeah.
Unless Japan wins.
Unless Japan wins, yeah. If so, Japan wins, then Germany is out.
Yeah.
So they...
Well,
yes,
unless Germany's
sure.
goal differential can
Unless Germany beats Costa Rica by nine
yeah,
goals.
Yeah, unless they can somehow go from a negative one goal differential to match Spain's plus
yeah,
seven.
Because Spain...
Maybe they can just get like a 4-0 Japan win and like a 5-0...
Spain beat Costa Rica by seven, so...
How did that happen?
And then Costa Rica beat Japan, so it's all kinds of backwards right now.
How did what was
and Japan beat Germany? So everyone
I'm rooting for Costa Rica. That's all I know.
Our CONCACAF brothers.
I love me some Costa Rica.
Yeah, hey, why not? Why not them?
Them and
don't pick them.
And I guess I can't root for Germany too though. Because I do speak German now.
Do you want the nicknames for them later, just real quick?
I actually, yeah, you know what? We'll just go ahead. I will hear the nicknames for those four, too, so I can fully decide who's winning.
Costa Rica, they are Los Ticos, which is Spanish slang for the natives of Costa Rica.
Okay.
That's it? Like, what are the...
Los Ticos.
They don't need a nickname. They're just like, we're ourselves.
Yeah.
I like it.
Germany is some German name I cannot pronounce, so I won't try to.
I can. I speak German. Let me see it.
Looks like Die Nationalmannschaft.
You're going to have to turn your computer towards me a little bit more. Yeah. Die Nationalmannschaft.
It means the national team.
Two terrible nicknames.
We need okay, that's not great.
So that is Costa Rica and Germany. Japan are the Samurai Blues.
Okay.
Pretty solid.
That's very
that's
cool.
Great.
Strong.
Yeah, that's
very
a strong
cool.
Nickname.
Who's the other team? Spain. They are La Furia Roja, the Red Fury. Samurai Blue
samurai,
versus the Red
I'm
Fury.
I'm going the Samurai Blue, and I'm also going Los Tortugos. Tiestos.
Los Ticos.
Los Ticos. Los Ticos. I'm going with both of those. Those both feel like
they
winners.
Feel good. Yeah. Samurai Blues. Come on, Japan.
What's where do you find these nicknames?
The nickname database. Yes.
I mean, was that what you're on?
Yeah, this is the Qatar 2022 team nicknames.
Okay, I just want to know what was Qatar's nickname?
They were El Anabi, the Crimsons in Arabic. Just the Crimsons.
That's why they didn't score.
Probably. There are some cool ones out there. I mean,
what was Wales or Iran? I'm trying to think of the countries we didn't get to.
Iran is Team Meli, meaning the national team in Persian.
Bad.
Yeah, not good.
Wales?
Wales, the Dragons.
Solid, solid.
Yeah.
Ecuador?
Ecuador. They were La Tri, meaning the tricolor in Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing a pretty common
theme.
Yeah,
common
theme.
Yeah, very common theme.
Lame nicknames.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with ours just being the Yanks, I have a feeling that we're not going to last much longer either.
I agree.
I don't think we're going to last much longer. Whoever comes out with the other nickname out of, like, this group with Spain and all of them, I don't know. I don't think they're lasting long. I just have a good feeling a cool nickname's winning this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
What was Argentina's again?
Argentina's is La Albil Celeste, the white and sky blues.
Nope. I was going to say I have a futures bet on them to win the World Cup. I don't feel good about them after that.
Yeah.
And then France. I guess they're the World
they're
Cup
les
favorite.
Blues.
They're just the
they're
blues.
The blues,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I remember that now. Man. This is tough.
I'm telling you, the African nations have the
right
best
now.
Nicknames.
Senegal's got to be the favorite to win the World Cup.
I think so, 100%.
Fully confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, the African nations have the best nicknames. Yeah, the Lions of Taranga, Senegal, incredible.
I'm gonna make another guarantee.
R.I.P. though, Tunisia, the Eagles of Carthage.
Yeah, that. I mean,
that was
yeah.
a great nickname.
I would like to make another guarantee. I would like to go on record right now, right here on the Blitz, 10:55 in the morning on Friday, Junior, the first day of December. It's currently 38 degrees outside as I make this guarantee.
It's very cold.
The Senegal, or just Senegal, I don't know why.
Senegalese?
Yeah. Senegal will beat England on Sunday, December 4th at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Lock it in. It is a guarantee.
Guarantee.
Why couldn't we have these games on Sunday, like right in the morning, instead of NFL football button up in between it? Like,
well, we're gonna get one.
There is one in the morning.
One at 10, one at 2.
Yeah, one. It's how it'll. Yeah,
start them earlier. Start it at like 8 o'clock and then 10. And then you just run into NFL football all day long, and it's a beautiful little train of sports.
I can't wait to watch this USA-Netherlands game. I got to find somewhere to go. I haven't been able to, like, have, like, a big, like, watch vibe yet for any of these games. I was getting ready to go to the dentist for the game against Wales. Like, I was I was in the Bahamas for the one against England. I was, like, getting ready to go broadcast high school basketball for the game against Iran. I want to just go to a bar and just have some drinks and just root for my country. So Saturday is going to be a blast. Hey, hour one done. Hour two's on deck. Stay with us here on the Blitz.